Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning's meditation and application to our daily faith life is found recorded in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, verses 16 to 32. Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. They make you worthless. They speak a vision of their own heart, not from the mouth of the Lord. They continually say to those who despise me, the Lord has said, you shall have peace. And everyone who walks according to the dictates of his own heart, they say, no evil shall come upon you. For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord has gone forth in fury, a violent whirlwind. It will fall violently on the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days, you will understand it perfectly. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they would have turned them from their evil ways and from the evil of their doings. Am I a God near at hand, says the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can anyone hide himself in secret places so I shall not see him, says the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord? I have heard what the prophets have said, who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long will this be in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies? Indeed, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, who try to make my people forget my name by their dreams, which everyone tells his neighbor, as their fathers forgot my name for Baal. The prophet who has a dream, let him tell a dream, and he who has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, says the Lord? Is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, says the Lord, who steal my words, every one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophets, says the Lord, who use their tongues and say, he says. Behold, I am against those who prophesy false dreams, says the Lord, and tell them and cause my people to err by their lies and by their recklessness. Yet I did not send them or command them, therefore they shall not profit this people at all, says the Lord. So far, sermon text. In Christ Jesus, whose word we proclaim is the infallible, eternal word of God, dear fellow redeemed. As an avid sports fan, I regularly listen to my radio when I'm in the car. And if I'm on a long journey, I listen to, depending on the season, Brewers baseball, Packers or Badger football, or sports talk radio. And what is so irritating and frustrating to me is when you get outside a big city, the radio signal begins to fade. Another station comes in, now suddenly you start hearing music or talk over your baseball game. But the stubborn sports fan that I am, I keep on listening, picking up bits and snatches. Oh, there's Bob Uecker's voice. And I hear a little bit more about what's happening and can get a little bit about what's going on in the game. To the rest of the people in the car, that's a bunch of irritating static, a bunch of empty noise. But I've been able to tune my ears to hear what I'm listening for. It's important for all of us to tune our ears into more important things than just a fading radio signal. For example, political news. Have you tuned your ears to be able to distinguish between news that comes from a liberal point of view, a liberal slant, or a conservative point of view, or one that's maybe fair and balanced? But even more important, the question is, Have you been able to tune your ears to be able to distinguish between the good news and truth that comes from God or the so-called good news and truth that comes from the lips and the mouths of human beings? There's so much out there in the world to hear. What proclamations, what messages will you believe in and listen to, and which are crackable? What messages are founded on a firm foundation from God, or which messages are only the views, the opinions, the philosophies of humanistic, materialistic people? These questions are really important in our lives as day after day after day we hear a barrage of opinions and views and teachings and messages and propaganda and signals from all around us. Our text this morning helped us in this most important area of our life, listening and learning. And so our theme this morning is fine-tune your listening capacity. What's your listening capacity? What kind of listening do you do? From our text, we see that there are at least three reasons listed for fine-tuning our listening capacity. First, to receive heavenly messages. Second, to distinguish God's signals from the world's. And thirdly, to have the true answers to the salvation of our souls. The Lord Almighty is speaking directly to us as he was speaking directly to the people of Jeremiah's day when he says in the first verse of our text this morning, "Do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. They make you worthless." Literally, they fill you with false hope. "They speak a vision of their own heart, not from the mouth of the Lord." Jeremiah had been told by Jehovah God to speak a message to the people. Repent, turn from your wicked, vile, rebellious, idolatrous ways to the Lord Jehovah, or that destruction that has been prophesied will come upon you. But the people wouldn't listen. At least they wouldn't listen to Jeremiah. They listened to the false prophets of their day, which had a completely opposite message. Their message was, have no fear. God's going to destroy Babylon. He'll take care of them. Just keep on living as you are. You have peace. You have safety. Nothing bad will come to you. So what message would you rather hear? Would you rather hear the message, repent of your sins, turn to the Lord God, or you'll be destroyed? Or, don't worry about it. God's a God of love. He doesn't care what you're doing. Live as you want. And don't be concerned. Only a fool would listen to the first message. A godly fool. Because that first message is from heaven. That first message is the truth. That first message is the message that this world needs to hear, that this world needs to take note of, because it is truth of God's word. In Jeremiah's case, the people, as we heard last Sunday, tried over and over again to get rid of this rabble-rouser Jeremiah. This person, this pain in the neck, who continually preached gloom and doom, destruction, desolation because of the people's sins and their unbelief and the rejection of the Lord Jehovah. In fact, up to the very day that the Babylonians were coming to attack Jerusalem, up to the very moment of their going into the tunnels and the towers of Babylon, of Jerusalem, they still were rejecting the message and the warning of Jeremiah. They didn't fine-tune their listening. They heard the worldly message, which drowned out God's message. Peace and safety, what they heard. Not repent, turn to the Lord, and be saved, or else be lost. They foolishly clung to the false hope of these false prophets that said, "You shall have peace. And to everyone who walks according to the dictates of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. Saying this even as they saw the Babylonians approaching with their swords drawn. In older TVs, there was a fine tuning knob that you had to turn to get the station to come in good. New ones, it's automatic. On radios, though, you still have to tune it right to the station. Otherwise, it's kind of crackly. You don't get it quite perfectly in here in the music or the news. But we need to fine-tune our ears, too. Fine-tune our hearing. So you don't have two messages coming and going or fading in and out. If we have two messages of God's word coming and the world's message in our ears, that can be spiritually fatal to our souls. For example, today's message from the world is guilt is bad. We shouldn't feel guilty about what we do, and bad is relevant anyhow. If what we do doesn't affect someone else, or what we say doesn't affect them, how can we call it bad? So not only should we not feel bad about the bad things we do, but even those bad things we do really aren't bad at all. Today's message also tells us that to look to ourselves for the answers to the complex questions and problems of life. Remember, we can accomplish anything we put our mind to. So, for all the satisfaction and peace of your future, look to yourself, to your neighbor, to the people of this world, and that'll suffice. Today's message from the world tells us to live for the moment. Live for the here and now, the pleasures and joys of today, because, after all, no one really knows what the future holds. And if there's one thing the world thinks they know about God, that is that God is love. God hates no one, and therefore he can't destroy anyone or condemn anyone. No one's going to go to hell. He'll overlook our faults. He'll cover everything up and live as you please, or as the prophets of Jeremiah's day said, you shall have peace. No evil shall come upon you. But now properly fine-tune your ears to hear what God says. God responds, for who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord has gone forth in fury, a violent whirlwind. It will fall violently on the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and performed the thoughts of his heart. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they would have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Had these prophets really heard God's message, really heard what God said to them, they would have warned the people, the soul that sins, it shall surely die. Repent, turn back to the Lord Jehovah, trust in his promises to the Messiah, and not only will you be spared from the Babylonians, you'll have eternal life and salvation. For the only way to everlasting life is through the Lord Jehovah and through the promises of the Messiah. That's why we need to fine-tune our listening capacity, secondly, to distinguish God's signals from the world's signals. With a word, God sweeps away these false teachings, delusions. He says, am I a God near at hand and not a God afar off? Can anyone hide himself in secret places so I shall not see him? Do I not fill heaven and earth? Says the Lord. God compares the words of the prophets to chaff, straw, worthless stuff. Well, he compares his words to wheat. We read, I have heard what the prophets have said, who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long will this be in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies? Indeed, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, who try to make my people forget my name by their dreams, which everyone tells his neighbor. As their fathers forgot my name for Baal, the prophet who has a dream, let him tell a dream. And he who has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat? Is not my word like a fire And like a hammer that breaks the rocks in pieces, says the Lord. There's no comparison between the words of man and the words of God. God's word gives life, like wheat. God's word is powerful, like fire. Like a fire, it burns up our own self-righteousness. Like a fire, it fills us with a zeal for Christ and his righteousness. Like a hammer, it crushes the hardest of hearts, breaking apart his unbelief and recreating a heart of faith and trust in Jesus Christ. To get real comfort and real help in your life, to be a great neighbor, to help your neighbor the best you can, give him God's words. The word of our God, not the babbling of human beings. May we not put ourselves at the feet of those with smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. Just this morning, before Bible class, I was talking to one of our members who mentioned that in one of the churches in Stoughton, I believe, they've been looking for a pastor for over a year, and they finally got one. But she is a pastor of the United Church of Christ. So they're going to have a United Church of Christ pastor in this Lutheran church, preaching not Lutheran doctrine, but whatever the United Church of Christ preaches. And this woman also is married to another woman, and so they have a lesbian pastor as well. Smooth words, flattering speech, because they said, she preaches a great sermon. We should not listen to the people that knock on our door. They come to us and say, we've got the truth. There's going to be a world on this life where after Christ comes, we'll live in this world for 1,000 years. And only a select few have been chosen to do that. That's the truth. Truth mingled with air is powerful air. It's like putting poison in a goblet of wine. It still looks good. It still maybe smell good. It might even taste good. But the poison is going to make you sick. And maybe even spiritually kill you. That's what the Lord declares. Behold, I am against the prophets, says the Lord, who use their tongues and say, he says. Not what God says, but they say it's what God says. Behold, I'm against those prophets who prophesy false dreams and tell them and cause my people to err by their lies and by their recklessness. Yet I did not send them or command them. Therefore, they shall not profit this people at all, says the Lord. So, fine-tune your hearing capacity. Thirdly, to have the true answer to the salvation of our souls. When we fine-tune our hearts and our ears to God's word, then we can test the spirits. That is, test the teachings of organizations and of churches here on this earth to see if they teach only the word of God or if they teach error and false teaching with the word of God or not the word of God at all. And then we'll have the only correct answer to the salvation of our souls, which is Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, only Jesus. No matter what the world may say, the only way to everlasting life is through God's Son, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our righteousness. He is our salvation. He is our sacrifice. Through his perfect life and his substitutionary death upon the cross, he paid for the guilt of my sins, the guilt of your sins, which we cannot pay for, and his righteousness now is ours through faith. By his resurrection from the dead, he assures us not only of a blessed life here on this earth, but a resurrection to everlasting life and eternal life in heaven. There is true peace and real safety in this message. Repent and believe in Jesus Christ. So we ask again, what is your listening capacity? What kind of listening and hearing do we do? May the Holy Spirit lead us to fine-tune our listening capacity so that we receive heavenly messages, so that we can distinguish between God's signals and the world's signals, and so that we have the true answer to the salvation of our souls. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him, in his Son Jesus, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Luke 2:10-11. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life through his name. John 20:31. And so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. Amen. The peace of God which passes understanding will keep your hearts and minds centered in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.